to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Oh, that's pretty good, Limits. Unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to start the Limitless Express.
Oh, sabotage right off the bat.
No, 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 no. And I'm sorry for this. I was just singing about you and Mall Cop Paul Blart, yeah. Which I never do, right?
No, not once. Wait, maybe I should meet Paul Blart, considering we've talked about him so much.
We were just talking about Jonathan Baldwin, whatever happened to him. You got a text. He just got into the Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame. This happened 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, very
recent. I'm reading
recent.
A story in the Beaver County Times. He's part of their 50th anniversary class. I mean, this is incredible. Of all people, I hadn't thought about Jonathan Baldwin in a long time. And it's so cool. There he is. He looks great. He's part of a great class of athletes, coaches there. Lance Jeter is another one. There he is, Jonathan Baldwin, and getting quoted. Let me see here. Jeter and Baldwin became the 80th and 81st members from Aliquippa to be inducted into the Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame. And there he is, John Baldwin. If you're out there, if anybody out there knows him, have him call the show. I'd love to interview him right now. Limits 412-928-9370. He said it means a lot to be able to continue the tradition. There have been a lot of great players to come from Aliquippa, so to have the honor to be inducted is a wonderful thing. And what an athlete he was there and at Pitt as well. But there he is. How about that? We're just talking about him. The club at Shadow Lakes in Aliquippa is where they had their induction ceremony from 3 nights ago, Limits. Can you believe that?
So many great athletes that came out of Aliquippa that are in the Hall of Fame. It's just so impressive.
So cool.
They have more Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famers, than some like big-time cities.
It's unbelievable.
Strictly come from Aliquippa.
It truly is. You're up, my friend, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no worries at all, Joe.
Look at this. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Lance Jeter joined his mother, Joy Jeter, in the Hall of Fame, making them the first mother and son duo. How incredible is that, Limits? Can you get them on the phone tomorrow?
The unbelievable stats just continue, Joe. That's a great line there.
Wait a second. What sport was hers? She was in 2005 inducted into the Hall of Fame. He, of course, played at Nebraska, right? Beaver Falls in Nebraska. Am I right about that? Limits, help me out here.
Yeah, I think she it was Nebraska.
She was, here it says, she was a basketball star in her own right at Beaver Falls and was at a loss for words when her son joined the Hall of Fame. This is awesome. Can you get these people on the line, please, Limits, for later in the week?
I can sure try.
Thank you, and I'm sorry to interrupt.
No worries at all. Chase Daniel made a post with Dean Blandino saying, don't be surprised when the Tush Push gets banned either today or tomorrow, and that it's probably going to happen. If the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, I bet this conversation isn't happening. What do you make of that take from Chase Daniel?
He's probably right about the second part, and I don't know if he's right about the first part. I'm so sick of this topic, and the Packers just look like losers. Like I said yesterday, the whole Tush Push debate has become the Wuss Push debate because of the Packers. You know, find a way to stop it. The Eagles are really the only team in the league that does it to the degree they do it. Quarterback sneaks in general are almost unstoppable. Almost. So who cares if you have people pushing from behind? I don't.
No, I don't either. I completely want them to keep the play. Don't just punish the Eagles for being good at something.
Right.
Don't. It's not worth it. Diana Russini reports, one interesting note from a general manager that I spoke with on the Tush Push, Green Bay is the only team without a principal owner, which is what we know, but This general manager believes, according to Rossini, that the Packers proposing the rule change softens the appearance that another owner is staunchly against the play, even if other teams support it. So this general manager Rossini talked to thinks that there's another GM that is basically making the Packers like the face behind this at the owners' meetings voting on this, but it's really someone else. Could that be Jerry Jones, potentially, putting the Packers to the forefront of this instead of himself? Or the Maras, or somebody else in that regard, do you think? Like a rival of the Eagles?
I have no idea what you just said.
What a conspiracy theory that could be.
What are you saying? That somebody else is using the Packers to get their... It's not limits. Somebody runs the Packers. It's not like this other GM tells a bunch of Packer fans, hey, I'll speak for you. They have people running their organization.
Yes, they do. But they're without a principal owner. They're without one main person that can walk into that room with the authority that all other 31 other owners have for decisions. That's at least what Rossini is saying. So
next.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
According to Jordan Schultz of Fox, Shamar Stewart of the Bengals, their first round pick, he is not going to take part in phase two of offseason workouts today. There's a disagreement over the language of his contract and his rookie deal. The Bengals are just making more problems for themselves.
What are they doing? They have Joe Burrow. I realize they brought back his receivers, and good for them. But they drafted a kid who's a pass rusher who, like, never had a sack in college practically. And now this and Hendrickson and everything else. They've got a golden, it's kind of like the Pirates, it reminds me of. They have a golden goose there. Take advantage of it, for God's sakes.
The fact that the Bengals just cannot get defense right and are right now neglecting it with their first round pick that had, what, 4.5 sacks in college last year or in his entire career, it just kind of shows that they don't really know what they're doing on that side of the ball. Next, the Joel Klatt Show with Joel Klatt of Fox, if you couldn't have guessed that. He has ranked his top 10 college quarterbacks for the class of 2025. Can you name the number one quarterback on this list?
Yes, Drew Aller.
No, it's Cade Klubnik of Clemson. You really thought it would be Drew Aller because I would throw that out there for Penn State propaganda, but you were wrong. Arch Manning is number two from Texas.
Yes, give me the top five if you'd be kind. So kind.
John Mattier, I might have pronounced that wrong, from Oklahoma is
That's
three.
That's another good sign of your battle against early onset Malzahn disease is to immediately recognize a possible mistake, simply admit it, and move on.
Well, I'm very glad that we could point it out to the audience there. Not to make myself look bad, but to acknowledge, just in case I am, don't go too hard on me. Sam Levitt of Arizona State is four. Aller is five. And Garrett Nussmeier, who is going to be talked about a lot next year, I think, too, is six from LSU.
And if you had to pick one as the next quarterback of the Steelers, who would it be, Limits?
It would be
one
Arch,
of those six.
It would be Arch Manning, and then it would be Drew Aller followed.
No, if you like the one that you think will actually be the Steelers' next quarterback.
Either Aller or Nussmeier. I would probably lean towards Nussmeier.
Is he related to Paul Nussbaum from our sales staff?
That's possible. If they changed a couple of letters on the way, they missigned a marriage certificate.
We have to go because Michael McHenry is next. That was wonderful.
Thank you for allowing me to indulge you in the Limitless Express.
Anybody
this,
out there
May 20th.
With 19? What year is it? Limits
2025.
Anybody out there?
1998, what'd you say?
Yeah, Jonathan Baldwin, if you're out there or anybody knows you, call in either today or tomorrow. We'll set up an interview with Limits, and certainly the Jeter family, Joy and Lance, would love to hear from you. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
I have some reads to make here.
Yes.
I'm out at Studio B. Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, always an awesome place to be. The people here are very, very welcoming. And I enjoy myself out here, and I may even go over to Totter Ridge and play a little golf after the show. How do you like that, Limits?
I hope you shoot well.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cue. Taco to go, taco to go. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't taco, lose. Taco to go, taco to, this deal's legit. Taco to go, taco, only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.